Morning, everyone, and welcome to the second quarter of 2007 TGS NOPEC conference call. My name is Hank Hamilton. I'm the CEO of the company, and joining me today are Arna Helland, our CFO, and John Adamick, our Vice President of Business Development. I expect that most of you have already reviewed our recorded webcast earlier today and that detail our quarterly results. So we'd like to start now with just a few introductory comments that recap the main points, and then we'll open up the call to your questions. Our net revenues in the second quarter were $88.7 million. That was 7% above the same quarter a year ago. As we have indicated previously, the growth in our revenues was slowed by further delays of the two newly rigged 3D vessels that, as of the end of July now, are both operating. Also, in Q2, for the first time in several years, we didn't complete any large-scale Gulf of Mexico 3D multi-client sales during the course of the quarter, and that had an impact on the revenue mix. Our operating profit of $37.6 million was 17% lower than it was a year ago as a result of the different sales mix, which included higher contributions from pre-funding and contract work and lower contributions from late sales of fully amortized surveys. So our blended amortization rate on the multi-client sales was 34% in the second quarter, and that compares to what was a record low of 25% a year ago. Our operating profit margin for the quarter was 42%. Our investments into new multi-client projects were $32.7 million. That's up 19% from a year ago. And our pre-funding on those investments was 76% of the investments compared to 60% rate in the same quarter a year ago. Our cash flow after taxes but before investments was $38 million in the quarter compared to $9 million a year ago. And earnings per share were 24 cents compared to 28 cents a year ago. Looking forward now, at the end of Q2, our total backlog of committed but unrecognized sales had increased by 5% to $106 million, which is about 42% above where it was a year ago. Since the end of the second quarter, this backlog has increased significantly due to our securing substantial pre-funding in support of our first planned wide azimuth 3D survey. So with our 3D vessels now in operation, and a healthy pipeline of late sales opportunities that we see ahead of us, also the growing backlog, the outlook for our business is very strong. Based on the support that we're seeing for our current projects and the projects we plan to start in the near future, we're increasing our estimate of pre-funding for 2007 to 60 to 70% of operational investments. And we continue to keep the rest of our expectations the same, which is multi-client investments in the range of $160 to $170 million U.S. dollars, a blended amortization rate for the full year of 28 to 33%, and an annual net revenue growth of 15 to 20%. Finally, as you know, we've recently announced a merger process, and that process is proceeding right on track. And we're getting very enthusiastic support from our employees, from our customers, and from shareholders. At this point, we'll go ahead and open up the call for your questions. So if you could please press the star key followed by 1 and indicate who you'd like to address your question to.
The first question is from Mr. David Phillips in the company CFDS, please.
Hi, David, actually HSBC, but quite close. I've got a couple of questions. I think it's very much general, so please, Hank or John or Arne, please pitch in whoever feels happy to. Firstly, just on the outlook for the, as you described, the more sort of lumpy data sales that, that you habitually had one or two off per quarter and didn't have in Q2. You know, we're sort of halfway through Q3 now. If it too cheeky to ask if you have sold one of these types of data sets yet in Q3. That's a very quick question. The second one, very much a question to ask at this time in surgery, I guess, but what are your thoughts on the application of white resonance outside the Gulf of Mexico, and would you like to target this and be one of the first to do work outside the U.S. Gulf? And finally, a quick financial question. I appreciate you don't give precise guidance on margins in your outlooks, but what can you say, just in rough terms, about your margin expectations in H2 versus the level you saw in Q2? Thank you.
Okay, David. First question was related to sales in Q3. It's our practice not to comment on late sales in the middle of an ongoing quarter because, as you mentioned, they're quite lumpy, and we'd be doing a press release, all the time. So I would just repeat what we said in the webcast, which is that we're highly confident that that the lack of a large scale sale in Gulf of Mexico in Q2 is not a trend. It's one of those things where a week or two and the timing of the sale can make a huge difference. And I think we're very confident about being able to secure those packages during the second half of the year. Your second question was about white azimuth and the application of that technology. We are getting customer inquiries in other parts of the world outside of the Gulf of Mexico about applications of the technology, so there does seem to be significant interest in how that can help solve problems elsewhere. We also have our people internally looking at possibilities of where we think this technology can be applied. Whether we'll be the first or not to branch out of Gulf of Mexico with that, I don't know yet. It's too early to say, but I think I do believe that there will be a market for that technology elsewhere. Your last question was about margins going forward, and I guess that's for us, it's so highly dependent on the mix of sales. We continue to think that our blended amortization rate is going to be in that range that we guided. We will see a little bit higher elements of contract work now as a result of the acquisition of PDS. And that contract work won't carry quite the same margin because a roughly 30% amortization rate implies a very high margin. Our contract work won't have quite that same margin, although it will be very healthy. That doesn't give you a specific answer, but I think it leads you down the right path.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Next is Mr. Leisen in Carnegie, please.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I got a question regarding the white azimuth survey, multi-client survey you plan to do this winter. Which vessel are you going to use for that one? Any of you could answer that, please.
Yeah, John, it's our normal practice not to give too many details about a new project until right about the time we start up, because things can often change a lot in scheduling and so forth. So we'll be providing more information on that and other details about the project, close to the startup time.
All right, because it's my understanding that both the GeoBarons and the BGP Pioneer most likely are too small to carry out such a wide azimuth survey. So my indication or my feeling here is that you're already trying to plan multi-client survey using wayfield vessels. Is that so, or do you see you have 3D vessels outside of what you possibly have if the merger with wayfield goes through?
I think there are a lot of different ways to achieve wide azimuth shooting. With different vessel configurations, large or small, and which one you choose depends on the specific parameters you need for that particular area, and also the configuration has a big impact on efficiency and how quickly you can cover it. So, based on that, we'll be trying to find the most efficient combination for our particular project that we can. And, we're not prepared to say exactly which vessels we're going to use yet.
So this white azimuth multi-client survey will be carried out regardless of whether you merge with wayfield or not, or whether the merger goes through or not?
Our plan is to acquire this project, that's correct.
All right. And then a question on your guidance for 2007. you reiterate your multi-client investment guiding, but you increase the pre-funding guidance. At the same time, you stick to your old total revenue guidance of growth compared to last year. That seems to imply that your late sales is somewhat down compared to your previous expectations. Could you elaborate a little bit on that, maybe, Hank?
But I think it's related, John, to the fact that with the 3D vessels being so delayed, we're going to have less completed data to sell on a late sale basis this year than we had, in the plan some months ago. So I expect that, that effect is going to diminish over time, but it will be, it will be visible in the short time that's left this year.
Mm. And then, if I may, a final question. This year you see a top line up between 15% and 20%. Some other players in the sector claim that you have similar price increase for multi-client data just year on year. Could you give an indication of the growth in your volume this year? Is that flattish compared to last year?
Up to now, I would say a similar volume, but with a different business mix. I think we're expecting, and it's again related to the factors we've already talked about. But I think we expect a higher volume, in the second half of the year.
Right. It's possible to split up the revenue growth 15% to 20% this year in price increase versus volume.
We haven't looked at that specifically, John.
Right. Right, that was all my questions. Thanks a lot.
Next, Mr. David Duong in Simmons & Company, please.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Actually, most of my questions have been answered, so I've just got a really broad question for you with respect to electromagnetic seabed logging. I know this is something that Wavefield is involved with. Is this an area that is kind of, is there growing interest in this area, and what are your plans to kind of focus efforts on expanding the technology?
Right. We have, I think, announced that we've completed one project already in the third quarter this year, an electromagnetic project in the Europe region. We did a number of projects last summer and a number of projects a couple of years ago. So we do think that this is a growing technology of interest. We think that it fits very, very well with seismic. We would anticipate more of that offering in the future. The technology is developing rapidly. We expect that that there will be future developments that will improve both the efficiency of it and the resolution of it. So I think it's still a young technology and has a lot of promise.
How big do you see the market getting in, I guess, next 2 years?
I don't think we've looked at that hard enough to know. That's not really our core business today. So
okay.
I think others are better placed to answer that question.
All right, great. Thanks a lot.
Next, Mr. Lieslem in Coping.
Yes. Good morning, guys. A lot of my questions have already been answered, but I have some questions regarding your late sale. If you look at both first quarter and second quarter this year, it's a decline compared to the previous year, both first quarter 06 and second quarter 06. Could you say anything? Is this related to the fact that the things you talked about, Hank, in the latest presentation regarding the merge, that oil companies now are demanding more sophisticated surveys? Or do you believe this is just a quarterly specific issues and not a trend, and we should expect that late sales year on year should increase in both the third and the fourth quarter?
Right. I would say that if we go back to the Q1 comparison, that wasn't apples to apples, because the Q1 from 2006 included a very unusual item that had been deferred from the previous year. So that's not really an apples to apples comparison. And I think in Q2 we simply didn't close one of the big ones, and that was the big difference.
Okay.
But I don't think there's a trend there. You know, clearly we do think that customers are going to demanding more sophisticated surveys, and that's why we're moving into the wide azimuth segment. But I don't think it's a trend to say that late sales from our existing library are going in the other direction.
Just a follow-up on that. Is it fair to assume that you will have the third quarter of 07 late sales will be 10 million more due to the fact that that sales will come into the third quarter instead of the second quarter, indicating that we should expect a late sales of around 80 to 85 million? Or could you say anything regarding that?
Yeah, it's been our practice for several years now not to give quarterly guidance, just because of the fact that the timing of one or two particular sales can bounce around a lot. I think I would point you to our annual guidance for answering that question, and also our comment that we think those large scale sales will be happening in the second half of the year.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Demisolis. Alejandro, please.
Hi guys, it's Alejandro Vigales calling from Merle. A couple of questions if I may. First of all, I've seen your depletion and amortization charge, excluding the multi-client, going up. And I was wondering if there is a charge for PDS there that is included. And the second question is, you're talking about not having all the data ready as you thought you could in the beginning of the year. Does that mean that you're going to miss some of the sales of this coming licensing round?
Okay, Arnold, maybe you'd like to answer that first question about depreciation?
Yes. Yes, Alejandro, that's right. The increased depreciation charge stems from partly from the acquisition of PDS, so there's a certain part of that purchase price that has to be amortized or depreciated going forward. Secondly, we have, during the last year, invested in some seismic kits that we leased to one or two vessels, and that means that we have some leasing revenues on that, but we also have to depreciate the value of it according to the lease.
So that will be the level of amortization going forward, or is this a one-off here?
Now, I think that will be the level of depreciation going forward for the fixed assets.
Okay, that's great. And on the window of opportunity for the licensing round now, Hank?
Yes, so as you'll recall, we had been working on a large 3D project in the Gulf of Mexico, what we call Stanley, which we acquired a large percentage of through November of last year. We have finished processing that part and have had it available for sale. It's been selling well. We had hopes to get another piece of that project out before this coming lease sale October, but with the delays associated with the vessel that was going to restart that project, we will not have another piece available, significant piece available in front of that sale. So, but it will be ready in plenty of time for the March sale.
So it will be ready for the March sale, but not for the October sale.
That's correct.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Sorry, one moment again.
Tor Lunner, you can ask a question.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Tor Lunner with DNB Nord Markets. I have a question, any of you may answer that. It's regarding your guidance on both investments and the pre-funding rate. Is that based on, or I just want to have it confirmed, is that based on TGS as a standalone, or do you include any participation from Wakefield in that guidance?
That's based on TGS standalone.
Okay, thanks. I also have a question. On your Q1 report, you said that I believe the BGP Atlas will be operating from the beginning of Q3. Could you confirm whether this vessel is operating now or not?
It's not in operation yet. It's part. We expect the sea trial to take place next week, and I think a more realistic expectation is starting production, you know, in the first week of September, something around that. So this does not have nearly the same impact as the big 3D vessels, but it has a small impact that we factored into our guidance going forward.
Okay, thank you.
Next question is from Mr. Demi Horis. Alejandro, please.
We have one follow-up question. We've seen you getting up to 5% of the share capital of Wavefield, well before, the shareholders vote. And I was wondering if you're going to spend more of your cash doing those kind of buys in the market, or you're just waiting on the vote to happen.
Right. We see, that those transactions being consistent with the announcement that we made when we announced the merger, which was that we were going to spend roughly $150 million on share buybacks in conjunction with the transaction. So we see that what we've done is consistent with that, because for every one of those shares we own, then we will issue less new shares when the transaction is done. So there are a variety of ways we can accomplish that $150 million share buyback, and I think we'll try and do the smartest thing we can to use that money correctly.
So just to be clear, that $150 million could either be spent buying a Wavefield or buying back your own shares.
That's right. We see that those two things have the same effect.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you.
Next question is from Mrs. Floden in Fund Finance. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a question regarding the licensing round. You have historically made most of your late sales 3 to 6 months ahead of the Central U.S. Gulf of Mexico lease round. And after the delay on the 2007 March round until October this year, we could have expected the strongest quarter this first half part of the year to be second quarter, 2007. I'm trying to understand why late sales have been so weak in second quarter. Do we see that some of the oil companies are buying surveys at an earlier stage than they used to do? Or is this a special effect this year because the lease round was delayed?
This is John Adanek. I'll answer that question. What we have seen with these big deep water license rounds is that the buying pattern has been spread out, because companies have known for some time that these large lease rounds are coming. These were known even 2 or 3 years ago. And so we have seen a general spreading of the buying pattern. What you said is true. In the traditional, normal license round in the Gulf of Mexico, a lot of the data purchases do occur 3 to 6 months before. But we have seen that buying pattern spread out in this case. The other thing is that this license round for 2007 in particular, I think the license round was originally supposed to be in March of 2007 and then was delayed. And I think that disrupted the buying patterns of our clients some as well.
Thank you. I just have one more question, and that was regarding the pre-commitment to the merger, because you announced one week ago that you had 25%. What is that percentage now?
Yes. So when we announced the transaction, we had roughly 25% of the shares of Wavefield had agreed to a hard pre-commitment to vote in favor of the merger. In addition to that, we have flagged that we have purchased over 5% of Wavefield shares open market. So, just doing the simple math, the pre-commitment now to vote yes, it would be over 30%.
Okay, Yeah, so you haven't been in contact with other shareholders since then?
Not in terms of asking for pre-commitment. I mean, we have obviously both Wakefield Management and TGS Management have been talking to shareholders consistently since the announcement.
Thank you.
Mr. Osler with Baterade in the company, Esquilda, please.
Yeah, one question regarding to the Gulf of Mexico, because you invested a lot of cash in the deep shelf gas play back a couple of years ago. I'm just wondering, how is this data set now selling compared to your expectation by the beginning of the year? And is this some of the reason to why you have seen so low late sales activity from the Gulf of Mexico, or what's the reason?
Actually, absolutely. You know, if you look at the graph that Arna showed in terms of where the sales have come from by vintage, I think you'll see that the shelf stuff has been among our highest contributors. So we're not seeing weakness associated on the shelf associated with gas prices. You know, the lower late sales were really caused by not making one high impact sale or two, which we have normally made, and I don't think that has anything to do with shelf or deep water.
Are you seeing some limitation from your clients that they have, let's say, not enough people to process your data or to do the actual transaction due to bottlenecks in the industry? Are you seeing some kinds of, is there some kinds of effects that could maybe delay your sales?
Well, I think that's an interesting question. I do think that nearly every oil company we talk to is looking for more people. Technology has come a long way in terms of allowing people to work through huge data volumes in a very short period of time. But we do know that our customers are actively looking for more geoscientists. So I suppose there could be an element of that, although but when acreage is available, they need to evaluate it some way or another, and they need data. So they just have to find a way to solve it.
None of them are specifically saying that to us.
Hmm. Okay. My last question relates to wide estimate. Do you know exactly when in the fourth quarter you expect to start up? And will you, as some of your other players, also be looking for 100% plus pre-funding when you start your survey?
I can't tell you exactly when we'll start up because it depends on the schedules of various vessels that are operating now and when they finish their current commitments and so forth. In terms of the pre-funding, I think that what we've seen in the market is that the wide azimuth, in general, typically commands a higher pre-funding ratio. And I would expect to see that for us as well, although, we don't make hard and fast rules about this much pre-funding or nothing else. We look at the project from a total return point of view.
Thank you very much.
If you have more questions, please press star key followed by one. Next, Mr. Tor Linder in DNB Nord Markets, please.
Yes, hello again. Just have a question. I mean, we have seen quite weak late sales in Gulf of Mexico, also from Western Gecko and CGG Veritas. Do you believe that we see more money coming into highly pre-funded estimate service and less to late sales due to budget reasons from the oil company, or is that completely different money?
I think it's the same budget, and we do know that a lot of money is pouring into wide azimuth. As we said earlier, we don't think that a large late sale based on existing libraries are gone, but we do think that wide azimuth is a fast growing market for the future.
Okay, thank you very much.
No further questions.
Okay, we thank you for joining us today and look forward to speaking to you again soon.